Welcome everyone. Continue Pel Yoytzos Aleph discussing MS and Shir number 82. The Shakron is Nivzeh Umechal Hashem Shemayim. A person who lies is despised. And he's Mechal Hashem Shemayim. V'ro'as Hashekir hi ro'o be'eni lakim v'odam. The evil of the liar is looked down upon by Hashem and by people. I've told you that there was a person years ago I would have the misfortune of having conversations with. And I say misfortune because the person would tell me on a regular basis, you know, this is very confidential, and tell me this information. I'm thinking like, why are you telling this to me? And then the person would say, I'm not sure why I'm telling this to you. And then I would say to myself, I'm never telling you anything. If you think you're like being my buddy by telling me this confidential information, I don't want to hear this stuff. I Baruch Hashem, don't talk to that person anymore. Because I don't need to hear this confidential information that you tell me is confidential. What are you telling me this for? You can't trust such a person like this. Next thing you know, you're going to have these files in your car and everywhere. Kimishu shakrun hu nivze v'nimus. Person who is a liar, he's despised. V'nimus is this disgracing behavior. Hu genai hadover le'en kol. Ad she'afilu ba'umo yisa'oilom. Yeshin yizharim ma'oid la'ameis divreim v'shaloi le'dabi sheker. Says the Pel Yoytzos that even amongst the nations of the world, people who lie are viewed upon as a disgusting way of behaving and dealing with people, that they make sure not to lie. You have people amongst the world, nations of the world, they make sure not to lie. V'hamedabrim sheker b'masam matan sho'isim goyim, goyim echil Hashem. Rachmanu litzlan, God forbid, if people lie when it comes to doing business with goyim, they make a horrific chil Hashem. Sha'irim ha'goyim yadu ha'davesh Yehudi shakron. And then the goyim say, oh, you can do business with that Jew? Jews are a bunch of liars. That's what comes out from being dishonest in business and being dishonest in business with non-Jews, with goyim. Kazvon, avlon, v'cheheno, Royis medabim aleihem and noisim mum bekodshim. People who lie when they deal with goyim in business, they cause a horrific chil Hashem to the point where word will spread. Business dealing with a Jew? You're going to do business dealing with a Jew? Well, you're a fool. You're a fool. Let me tell you what happened to me. The noisim mum bekodshim. They put a blemish in the kachim. It's an expression. The kachim, a yid is kaddish. Why is he lowering himself to steal, to be dishonest in business? You know why? Because there's a lack of proper emunah in Hashem. And he feels, in order for me to be successful, I've got to go under the table. It's known the horrific severity of echil Hashem. V'kama yisurim negrorim min hasheker. And how many yisurim come from sheker? If you have Indian, Kasha Yira Haraya, he says one lie needs to another lie, to another lie, to another lie. The Kach Unshoy Shal Badoy, Shafilo Omer Emes, Ein Shemalai. This is the punishment of the Shakran, because even if he says the truth, Ein Shemalai, they don't listen to him. And I'm sure what you're thinking about in your mind is what popped up in my mind. The boy who cried wolf. Right? And I want to tell you something. There is a fine line between a joke and the sheker. But I was a little kid myself, and we were playing ball together, and there was a cat. We were playing by a friend's house, the neighbor's basketball hoop in his garage. There's a driveway over there. And there was a cat. And there was three of us. And all of a sudden, oh, here he is. There he goes. Bruce. So back to the story here. This friend of mine pretended to get bitten by the cat. And he goes close to the cat, he jumps, oh, wow! And we went over, are you okay, you okay? And he moves his hand away, ah, ha, 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 I just got you, I got you. Fine. We continue playing basketball. A few minutes later, he does it again. And we're like, ah, come on, stop, we don't know. No, no, I got bit. Ah, stop the game, let's play the game. And he shows us a bite. He actually showed us the bite. The cat was not impressed with his games. And the cat bit him. Now, once again, there is a fine line between the joke and the sheker. We're not discussing that specific fine line right now. But we're talking about emistika sheker. You know what emistika sheker is? He's a shakran. Mommy, she's lying. Mommy's lying. Rabbi say, I want to tell you something. I speak to people in the business world, and they tell me, I don't understand. Why are there so many situations that people are dishonest in business? And he's talking about Frum Yidden. And I'm taking this opportunity to use this as a platform. We're discussing sheker, specifically sheker and business, to make sure we mechazik ourselves. And it's a matter of emunah. The reason why the person feels he has to lie is because he has to make sure he makes that deal. Because he feels, if I don't lie, then he's going to lose out. An imam be'emunah shalema. A person has to believe with emunah shalema, 100% belief in Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. And if it's destined for you to make that money, you will make it. You do not have to lie.